Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Well, it is a. It's time now to have Dr. Joffrey as my very special guest. A pleasant good afternoon, Dr. Joffrey. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, Wanda Lynn?
I am doing well. We're always looking forward to you sharing with us for our Medical Mondays. And so, you know, you gave us clear instructions for the Thanksgiving holidays, what to eat, what not to eat, what to do, still work out, and do all of those great things. So now let's talk thing. How do we detox from the holiday?
Thank you for that question. In other words, now we've got to deal with the effects of the holidays. And most Americans, including myself, probably did not eat. I mean, we probably ate things that we should not have, and we probably ate too much of it. So now it's Monday. So now it's time to detox. And there are a thousand different ways of detox, and there's programs you can buy. There's different packets. But let's be clear. The simplest and most ideal way to detox is, believe it or not, water. Making sure that you drink your 4 to 6 ounces, your 4 to 16 ounce bottles of water today. By the way, this dose, who have congestive heart failure or chronic kidney disease, this excludes you, and you should talk to your doctor about how to detox. But for all others, drinking water is the most efficient and effective way. And then for those who really did it. If you want to drink some kind of green juice, meaning a kale mixture or a kale and spinach mixture, that helps. That green detox, it helps get rid of some of those free radicals. But be very careful, because those bought juices are often full of carbs. So if you got a blender or something, you can put your own kale and water and some ice, maybe a little ginger, maybe a little apple. That would be the second best way. And then, as you've always talked about, Dr. Stokes, and this is probably like many things, is making sure that you exercise. Exercise such that you sweat, because when we sweat, it helps our body get rid of some of those toxins. And in that sweating, because many of us ate a lot of sodium, which we will get to shortly, it helps get rid of that extra salt. So in summary, making sure that you drink plenty of water starting today is absolutely key. And again, 4 to 6 16-ounce bottles of water each day, and add green juice in there. That's a kale mixture, spinach mixture, or even simple lettuce. And then finally, exercise. Now, I'm not talking about just getting out there for your regular little slow walk. Exercising to the point where, and when you sweat, you lose sodium. And let's get to the sodium real quick. Many of us during the holidays, without even knowing, we ate a lot of foods that were high in sodium. Let me prove it. Wallen, did you eat turkey?
No, I did not.
Wow, you did not eat. Okay, well, Wallen was
one of the few. Most people did. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most people did. And most people brine their turkey, meaning that they soak it. It's often salt-based. and that helps absorb water. And your like normal turkey is full of salt. And we know that when you want to add flavor to most meals, if you add salt and if you add butter, it helps increase the flavor. As we learned several months ago on this program, the more salt, the more it raises your blood pressure. Now, mind you, 1 or 2 days of eating a lot of salt is not a problem. But doing it over a course of several days presents a problem, because we know increase in salt leads to an increase in, which leads to an increase in heart disease and strokes. So what we need to talk about is what we're going to do, what we're not going to do between now and the next holiday, which is over 25 days away. So we got rid of that bad eating from my Thanksgiving and actually improve our health before the next holiday.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about detoxing, because sometimes just the wording itself perhaps has a different meaning or connotation or understanding to different people. So when you're talking about detoxing, what is that process like? Is it merely a cleansing of the toxins, the bad toxins in the body? Or is it more than that?
Like, you know, it is merely a cleansing of the toxins in the body, because even without the holidays, we all produce toxins daily. And one way our body gets rid of toxins is when we go to the restroom. When we urinate, we are getting rid of toxins. When we have a bowel movement, we are getting rid of toxins. When we're sweating, we are getting rid of toxins. And which is why I start off saying that water is the number one way. Why? Because water is going to help you sweat. Water is going to help you urinate. Water is going to help you have softer and more and bowel movements more often. And more importantly, what water does, water in and of itself does not detoxify. What water does is it allows your body's natural detoxing factories to work, such as the like kidneys. Making sure you have plenty of water allows your kidneys to function optimally. Making sure you have plenty of water allows your liver, which helps detox a lot of chemicals, it helps that function maximally as well.
Wow. So it's not really just during the holidays, but especially during the holidays that one needs to actually do that detoxing and doing it more so, you recommend the natural way, right?
Yeah, I recommend the natural way. And here's why. Unless you're under a doctor's order to detox from a certain chemical, most of these commercial brands, often they are full of carbs. They are not regulated, and they're just detoxing everything. When if you just take water, your water in and of itself serves as a healthy and the best way to detox.
That's good. That's good. Let's go to break. Join the conversation 404-892-2703. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation about detoxification and also its correlation to our colon. Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes and News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Back now on this Medical Monday with Dr. Joffrey. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. Tune us in. Dr. Joffrey, is there any parallelism to the colon when we talk about detoxification? Does it help with our colon or what would you say about that?
Yeah, so our colon is the main detoxing factory in our body. And most of those detoxins are naturally made in our liver, in our gallbladder, and in our pancreas. So there are natural enzymes and chemicals that help detox our gut. And so drinking plenty of water is the ideal way. But then people try to add things to it. There is a gut detoxant, which is highly not recommended in the medical community unless there's a medical procedure that is needed. And that's often when people go to one of these medical establishments and they pay out of pocket and they have a tube placed up their rectum and they flush it with water, usually up to about 12 gallons of water. And they believe that it helps flush out all the detoxins. And it does flush out, but there's been a lot of studies to show that there's no added value. And in fact, because of some of the chemicals they put in that water, it may do harm. The other way that people try to detox their like colon is they try to take a laxative, which helps their feces move through the gut faster. The problem with that is it causes water imbalances and chemical imbalances. Yes, if you're having a procedure and the doctor prescribes something for you to help clean out your like gut, that's fine. But under the other circumstances, again, I'm not just saying this. Science has proved it. Drinking your 6 to 8 bottles of water every day helps your gut detox naturally.
Wow, that's good. That's good. And that's why you highly recommend the natural way of detoxification for the body. Earlier, you also mentioned about, you talked about water, you talked about green juice and making sure that you exercise. And so as it relates to salt, our sodium intake, what are your recommendations concerning that?
Well, thank you. So I mentioned that. So even as it relates to the gut singularly, reducing the amount of salt helps you detox your gut, gut as well. But we've got to keep in mind that that whenever we're talking about detoxing, we're talking about the entire body. And okay, given that we've just come off the holidays, and then given that naturally there are just some foods that we should avoid because they help us. Because they add toxins to our body and they slow down the body's natural.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Detoxin relief. And one more, you've got to watch canned foods. Canned foods have so many chemicals and a lot of sodium. And we think that deli meats, while they're low in fat, they are full of sodium. So you've got to watch the deli meats. And I get it. These are the holidays, and people like to drink alcohol, but alcohol, it raises your blood pressure often, and it slows down your body's ability to detox. Here's why. Because the liver has the biggest impact, obviously, once you get past the neurological system, meaning your like brain. The second biggest impact it has is on the liver. And think of the liver, Juan, as the biggest chemical factory in our body. You know, we can survive with just one kidney. We can survive even with just one lung. We cannot survive without our liver. Why? Because all the most important chemicals, all the most important reactions happen as a result of the liver. And so when we drink alcohol, what we do is we insult. We temporarily insult the liver, and it does not maximally help detox the body the way it used to prior to the alcohol. You've got to wait for the alcohol to wear off and rehydrate, and then the liver is able to help functionally, maximally detox the body. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does make sense. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we hear a lot about, you know, the lungs, we hear about the kidneys, but we don't hear as much conversation about the liver and that detox element that goes with that. And so that's very key. And I'm glad you raised that issue, you know, one able to live with one kidney and things of that nature. But when it comes to the liver, where there's so much liver damage, it can certainly be detrimental to one's human body. And so this detoxification is very essential. What are some other elements that we need to actually pay attention to as we're focusing on detoxing from the holidays, you know, and avoiding certain foods?
Yeah, I think that often, and we see this, and the data bears it out, is that the first several days after Thanksgiving, people eat a lot of fast food. Don't know why, but that fast food is full of salt, full of fat, and we just know from many years of like studies that fast food have a lot of toxins in it. Why? Because it's got a lot of condiments, a lot of red meat, a lot of processed foods. And so you've got to watch how much fast food we eat. And one, we often think that plant-based diets, that sounds healthy and that sounds safe. Well, it depends. It depends on what plant you're eating, where you're getting this eye plant from. So not all plant-based diets are safe. It's very important that you are under the care of a nutritionist to help to see if that plant-based diet is safe for you, and making sure it's not compromising your ability to have your body naturally detox itself. And I know I'm going to sound like a broken record. It's because if we drink water, if we drink the appropriate amount of water, it helps detox the body. Drinking the appropriate amount of water, limiting your alcohol, limiting your processed food and salt takes care of most of all you need in order to maximally detox your body.
And I know, you know, it does sound like a broken record, but I mean, it's just water is essential for one. And of course, there are a few exceptions in terms of regulating how much water you take into your bodies, but it's certainly an important part of life, and it's life sustaining for many individuals. And also, you know, when you talk about this detoxification, sometimes people will go through the holidays and just wait till the first of the year. How often should one focus on detoxing? Just, you know, when you look at a year spectrum, how often should one really focus intentionally on it?
Daily. And let me tell you why. Because we have found that people who regularly and naturally detox their like colons and detox their body, which basically includes making sure you appropriately hydrate, drinking the appropriate amount of water daily, they have shown to have a reduced levels of diagnosis of like cancer, reduced stress, reduced time off work as a result of them not being sick. So detoxing should be viewed as a daily activity. You should drink, you should say, hey, I may not be thirsty, but very important for me to drink my 16-ounce bottles of water every single day.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Let's go to Marietta, Dr. Joffrey, and let's hear from Dirk out of Marietta. Hi, Dirk. Welcome.
Good morning. Well, it's afternoon now. I apologize.
Yeah.
It's afternoon.
No problem.
Thank you for all the most important information you pass out in reference to health and just everything But this these Mondays has got me so wonderfully blessed. All I do is listen, learn, and keep moving. I am a young man, but 68 years young. I'm diabetic. I am stage 5 renal failure. And my concern is I heard you speak of all the water that one need to be drinking in order to clear out their colon completely in a healthy way. By me being limited to 32 ounces of fluid a day, how do you respond to that? And also, I heard a young lady that teaches us to clean out our colon every day from a natural from a natural side of health. Which I don't know if you dab into that or think about that. Is that included in your, although you're a medical doctor, do you have an input on those type of things?
Yes, Dr. Joffrey?
Yeah, I need him to explain the second part of the question, but let me address the first part. So the 32 ounces of water a day is unique to you because of your stage 5 renal condition.
Right.
And so what I would highly encourage you to do is talk to your renal doctor about how to optimize that. But in the meantime, it has been my experience with most renal patients is that they already do their own detox because they filter their food before they even eat it. And when I say filter, I simply mean they choose better foods because of the kidney problems. So therefore, it's less of a need to detox because often people with your diagnosis on the front end, they already know how much salt they can and cannot eat. Now, if you're interested in exactly. So you are already ahead of the game because of your condition. And congratulations. It sounds like you're fighting off that chronic renal failure well. Stage 5 sounds like you are putting up a fight. Great job.
Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be here a long time. I don't plan on going anywhere. You know, I know y'all talking about.
I know that's right. Yeah. But congratulations.
There's a teacher that teaches healthy eating and healthy dieting, but she also encourages you to take a colon every day. And I'm like, that don't quite sound right. I mean, not a colon. Colonoscopy, if not colonoscopy. Oh my God. When you clean your colon, what is this? I lost my train of thought.
You mean an enema or?
Enema, every day. Yes, every day. Every day.
As we've always highlighted on this program, it's important to follow licensed, trained people because I have never heard of taking a laxative daily or even using an enema daily. So I would highly encourage people to talk to their doctors.
Yeah, I never heard of that either, but I didn't know how much you had delved into the natural health food industry and all of that to be able to really comment on it or no. But I understand what you're saying, and I respect that. And thank you for your responses.
Well, thank you, and keep winning, Dirk. Thank you so very much. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. Let's go to Douglasville. Daryl, welcome. Dr. Joffrey's on the line.
Yes, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Thank you.
Good. I have most of my work needs to be in the midsection around my stomach area. Everything else is normal and everything, and I know I ride bikes every day, and I ride an average of 20 miles a day, and it's not in my exercise, but I don't drink 6 bottles of water a day. I was going to ask, can you suggest something for me? I do drink a water, and I do drink a lot of it, but not six bottles a day.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Caller, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, and do you have diabetes?
I have pre-diabetes, and I'm 57 years old.
Okay, all right, okay, wow. And you're riding, and you're riding 20 miles a day. All right, this is we're going to fix you right away. And so one thing that I highly recommend you guys do, and I know you say that like you don't do it, and therefore, I would say you have to do it. Drinking your 6 to 8 bottles of water a day, especially given that you're riding so much, is going to be a drastic improvement for you. In addition, I also recommend that someone like you who's doing that kind of riding, if you do intermittent fasting, and simply I mean, don't eat a meal after 7 p.m. every day, and let your first meal of the day be, not be until 10 a.m. So if you do those two things, especially that water, because you've got the exercise down, that's usually the hardest part. And for you to tell me that you've got midsection gut, what that tells me is that this is mostly diet and eating habits. And given that you work out, you can probably fix that easily. Does that make sense, caller?
No, that makes sense. I have one other question for you. I don't know if you've heard of this thing called 21-day detox, where you take all these supplements that are supposed to help the heart, the liver, the spleen, so forth and so on. And I wanted to get your intake on it because I'm just wondering, and you drink a lot of water. I mean, you're drinking water every 20, 30 minutes. But I'm wondering, is that healthy for you? And how does that affect the body?
So, yeah, I've heard of the 21-day. I've heard of the 14-day. I've heard of the 7-day. So what I would say is that was an entrepreneur with a vision. And so the water, that wasn't just me making up. The water is the key part of any detox. Well, not 7-day, 14-day. You can always add supplements to it at any time. But most supplements are not helping with your detox. Here's why. Because the bulk of your detox is coming from your liver and from your kidneys. There's no supplement out here which enhances and improves a normal kidneys or normal livers. So I would highly encourage you to detox yourself by increasing your water intake to 6 to 8 liters. Because as it relates to like supplements, I am kind of an expert when it comes to like supplements. Again, there are no supplements that help you with your liver. There's some supplements, given that you're out and about a lot, that will help you with your immunity, and also that will help you with that mid-abdominal fat, such as vitamin D. Vitamin D will help prepare your body to help get rid of that abdominal fat that we like call it. Because that abdominal fat is known for being a hormone, so it secretes chemicals. So taking your vitamin D, your like zinc, and making sure you get plenty of elderberry is going to help you as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point. Let's see if I can get to, I'll tell you what, I'll go to break and I'll bring our other caller on next. It's a Medical Monday on point with Dr. Joffrey, Radio News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. It's on point with Wanda and Stux, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Back now with Dr. Joffrey on Medical Monday. Let's see, out of Dunwoody, James. James, welcome to Medical Monday. Go right ahead. Dr. Joffrey's on the line.
Good morning, Dr. Joffrey. Good morning, the queen of radio. How are you doing?
Well, great. Good morning, How are you doing?
Man, thanks for all the knowledge you're just laying out here, and I appreciate it. I'm sure the black community appreciates you also. Health is a big thing. I don't care if you got $1 billion, it don't matter if you ain't no health. Health is priceless. So knowing that, I'd just like to ask a couple questions. I'm 60. I'm not on any meds. I drink about 40 40 ounces of water daily with, and I always start the day with cutting lemons up, putting them in there. They say that's a detoxifier. I don't know. Maybe you can answer that. Also, every morning, I take what's the one stuff? It comes from the sea. It's
sea moss.
Sea moss. Take the sea moss every morning, and the apple cider vinegar tablespoon, and then fill the rest with a cup of water. And I lost quite a bit of weight. I noticed over Thanksgiving though, I gained 8 pounds. And I ate right. I didn't even have that much. I did have some sugar, which I usually don't have, because some cake don't carry cakes. It's calling me. I'm like Chris Rock now on the one movie. It's calling me, man. It's calling me. So I had to have that. But other than that, I don't know what I didn't walk. So my exercise. So you're right. That's very important because I walk like 15,000 steps a day. But over Thanksgiving, it's chill-out time. But I won't make that mistake over Christmas. So I will get up and walk. My question is that the lemon water, the sea moss, and also a question for the queen of radio. Are you a vegetarian?
Me?
Yeah, you say you don't have any turkey.
Yeah, I would.
And I'm thinking about going vegetarian.
I don't eat red meat at all. I don't eat chicken. Okay. I do eat some seafood. Okay.
All right, now we know your secret to beauty. So I'm gonna try that too. Maybe I look as good as you. But what about the lemon water and the sea moss, doctor?
So I don't know much about sea moss, but I've got to admit, if a pig walks in front of my yard right now, I'm gonna spear him. If a turkey goes in my backyard, I'm gonna eat it. So I'm a pork chicken eating person.
Now, does a lemon and lime help with your drinking water? Does that do anything?
So, lemon has been shown to be it helps you detox. So, putting a little lemon juice in there is very, very helpful. Don't leave the lemon in there at room temperature for more than 6 hours. But adding a little lemon has been shown to be a great detoxin. But let's just back up to something else you guys said, sir. You said that you drink about 40 ounces of water a day. You're about 40 ounces short. So you need to actually double the amount of water that you drink every single day. And you said that you work out. And so people who regularly work out probably need to drink, I'm not going to say probably, I know, need to drink more than the daily recommended amount of water. And, sir, your story, you're going to help a whole lot of people. Putting on up to 8 to 9 pounds during the Thanksgiving weekend, it's not unheard of. But here's the beauty. When you put on weight that fast, if you go back to your regular habits, it goes off just as fast. It goes off. So you got to take it off fast. What ends up happening is that people put on a whole lot of weight, and they don't take it all off. And so there's a compound effect that goes on during the holidays. This is why I tell people the first week after Thanksgiving is a critical week in terms of your weight management, because you want to go ahead, detox, exercise, and get that weight off.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you told me that. I don't feel bad. You just made my day. So one more thing I like to throw out there. I don't take laxatives and all that stuff because, like you say, that's a stimulant. But I tell you that what works for me, just like a laxative, and I take it every day in my oatmeal and my other stuff. I just incorporate it in there, and that's flaxseed. And I tell you, when I tell you it works. So flaxseed is not a stimulant, but I tell you what, get those bowels moving. So,
and sir, I don't think it is. I don't think it's unreasonable to put flaxseed in your food.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Doc. Hey, thanks, man. I'll call back again. But I hope you have a wonderful day. And the Queen, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, James. Thanks for listening and staying connected. Stay healthy now. Stay on point. Dr. Joffrey, you know, just such interesting questions and interesting stories. I mean, inspiring stories coming from so many of our listeners. What are your final thoughts about detoxing and salt and exercise and water and green juice and sodium intake and carbs?
So what I would encourage people to do, and this is what we're doing in the Varner household, is that we're going back to our regular diet, and we're making sure that we increase our water intake. Drinking the green juice is plus or minus, but if you go back to your regular workout schedule, your regular eating schedule, assuming that it was healthy, and making sure you maintain your water intake, you will find that all the damage, I don't want to say damage, all the bad stuff you did during the holidays will come off quickly. Because again, we're creating a shield of health. And the faster we like get rid of that weight, the faster we can go on to improve other areas of our health. And Wanlin, let's not forget that while we're talking about detoxing, and we'll spend more time next week talking about it, we've got three circulating viruses which are starting now to show that they're wreaking havoc. And then one, and these are the holidays. So we've got to talk about the holiday blues that many people are feeling. And not only are they feeling it, because the ravages of like COVID, there are a lot of families where there's a family member or two who are missing. So we're definitely going to be bringing up the holiday blues and some of my strategies we can use to like get past this period of time.
I love it. I love it. I think that's excellent. Thank you so very much for sharing with us. And certainly it's what we needed just as post-holiday of Thanksgiving and even as we're approaching Christmas. So you always keep us at a point where we've got to be very conscious about our health and wellness. Thank you so much, Dr. Joffrey, for sharing with us today. Don't forget that you're closing to let our audience know about those shield vitamins and the importance of making sure we take those shield vitamins during this season.
Hey, thank you for that. Yes, everyone, this is the winter and flu season, and our maximizing our immunity is absolutely key. You want to make sure that you take your vitamin C, your vitamin D, your multi-complex vitamins that has elderberry and echinacea. And please go to shieldvitamins.com. Again, shieldvitamins.com. Today being Cyber Monday, there's a great discount on there. shieldvitamins.com. And by the way, give the gift of life. Give it to a family member. It's very important for us to all be shield strong. And Wanlin, thank you very much for informing the community again.
Thank you, Dr. Joffrey. You're more than welcome. We appreciate you. We'll check in with you next week, next Monday. Have a great one. All right. Stay healthy, stay connected, stay on point.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.